PRI's Studio 360 is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. A few weeks ago, I saw a remarkable new play. It's called The Lieutenant of Inishmore by the playwright Martin McDonagh, and it is now running on Broadway. McDonagh is Irish, and the play is about the madness of the violence of the Irish Republican Army and its various splinter groups in Northern Ireland.
That's what Pádraig doesn't understand. Only for the young fellas and the school kids and the babes unborn were out free in Ireland. No! It's for the junkies, the thieves and the drug pushers too.
A very difficult, serious subject. A very smart play. And extremely funny.
I was making a good speech there and you ruined it.
In movies by Quentin Tarantino and other filmmakers, we are now accustomed to this combination of extreme realistic violence and broad comedy. But live on stage? The Lieutenant of Inishmore is groundbreaking. A half dozen people are gunned down right in front of us, several of them hacked to pieces. Cats are killed. It is horrific, but most of the audience was with me and guffawing through a lot of it. So are we sick? Or just human? With me today to talk about the allure of violent entertainment is Chuck Palahniuk, the author of Fight Club, among other novels. Palahniuk has set a new standard himself for violence and gore in serious fiction. His most recent book is called Haunted, and it features cannibalism and a boy's intestines unspooling in a swimming pool, among other things. Palahniuk has been known to brag about his fans sometimes passing out when he gives readings of his work. Chuck Palahniuk, welcome to Studio 360.
Hello, Kurt.
So why all the blood and guts?
Well, okay, for one reason, there are so few things that books can do well right now.
Uh-huh.
Because movies and music and games and everything have so much technology behind them right now. The special effects that goes into a movie, the enormous amount of talent and money that goes into a movie. Books have so few advantages that I want to play up every advantage that books do have. Another thing is that I want to involve the reader on an incredibly visceral level because so many books are just either entirely emotional or entirely intellectual. And so I want to have the emotion there. I want to have the thoughtfulness there. But I also want to make the reader feel something. And you do that with sex. And you do that with injury, with fighting. You do that with illness. You do that with drugs. There are all of these sort of shortcut ways of getting a sympathetic physical reaction from your reader. You know, I don't want to just break your heart. I want to break your heart, and I want to make you laugh, and I want to make you just a little bit sick in between.
If you wouldn't mind, I would love it if you'd read a bit from your book, Haunted. And please, not the story about the swimming pool disembowelment, which was hard for me to take.
Okay.
And who, just to set it up a little bit, who is in this scene?
Well, the story is sort of a Shaggy Dog story about why are these guys on this plane and why are they so beat up and how they went about earning this enormous amount of money by basically making themselves targets for drunken rednecks at gun and knife shows and rodeos and gem and mineral shows and basically doing sort of gender drag, lip-syncing to Celine Dion songs and letting people punch them in the face for small amounts of money. And then we find out by the end of the story what they're spending all of this money to do. So, you put on a curly red wig and false eyelashes, lip-sync to some Bette Midler at the Calaveras County Fair and Rodeo, and offer people the chance to punch your face at $10 a shot, and you can make some real money. Other places, you'll need to wear a curly blonde wig, squeeze your ass into a tight sequined dress, your feet into the biggest pair of high heels you can find, lip-sync to Barbara Streisand singing that evergreen song, and you'd better have a friend waiting to drive you to the emergency room. Take a couple Vicodins beforehand, before you glue on those long, pink Barbara Streisand fingernails. After that, you can't pick up anything smaller than a beer bottle. Take some painkillers first, and you can sing both the A and the B sides of the Color Me Barbara before a really good shot puts you down.
That's Chuck Palahniuk reading from his novel Haunted. So it sounds like in this story, these guys are signing themselves up for a beating, just like they did in Fight Club.
Well, in so much of all of this is just consensual assault, consensual play. So it doesn't really, in my book, qualify as fighting or as violence. It's almost sort of a spiritual or a therapeutic act that's taking place. Somebody is paying a small amount of money and being given a structure and a permission to have a cathartic experience. It's sort of a gestalt beating up of a drag queen who wants to be beat up for $5.
So it's interesting. You harp on this idea of consensualism. I mean, it's the consensualism of these fictional characters engaged in this ritual combat, just as you talk about the consensualism of anybody who chooses to read your book and sort of submit to the visceral hellishness.
Exactly. Because there is a sort of social contract that there's going to be a warning. This is not going to be pleasant. But if you agree to go past this point, then, you know, you're agreeing to whatever's going to happen here. You have the freedom and the responsibility to shut the book at any point.
And do you ever worry about what sort of freakishness you're stimulating in the minds of your consensual readers?
Well, 90-95% of the freakishness that I put on the page was told to me either by a reader or by a friend of mine. My imagination could never come up with the kind of stuff that people are actually doing. Somebody told me a pug dog story. Boy, geez, that would just curl your pubic hairs. It's an incredible story, and I could never have invented this story. So, you know, I'm really sort of a repository, a sort of collection of people's stories, and I find a way of sort of documenting those stories by putting them on the page. I don't make these things up.
Well, Fight Club became a very successful movie starring Brad Pitt and Ed Norton as basically regular guys driven by their deep bloodlust. Let's hear a bit of that movie.
I felt like putting a bullet between the eyes of every panda that wouldn't screw to save its species. I wanted to open the dump valves on oil tankers and smother all those French beaches I'd never see. I wanted to breathe smoke.
Where'd you go, psycho boy?
I felt like destroying something beautiful.
From David Fincher's film of Fight Club. Chuck, do you feel that all of us deep down have those blind, kind of nihilistic, angry, violent streaks, or just some of us?
Boy, just some of us and just at certain ages, because part of the blessing of writing is that you can sort of document where your mind was at the time that you wrote that. I couldn't write Fight Club now, but I am really glad I wrote Fight Club when I was 30 years old, just because it is a sort of time capsule of what me and what all of my peers were going through at that time. And now we watch it sort of like a scrapbook, a documentary about what we were talking about and the things that we were most afraid of and trying to sort of work our way through.
Do you think, as you say, the visceral nature of that and that kind of exhaustion and all the rest has an appeal, at least in your fictional form, in an age where so many people spend their lives staring at computer screens and having a very, very quiet life?
Spend their lives looking at screens and also watching violence that occurs with weapons, with nothing but gunshots and people sort of falling dead and bloodless at the edge of the frame. Even in what we conceive of as violence, there's really no sort of physical sense of what is happening there.
Uh-huh.
And so there's not very much in the way of a cathartic, exhausting, venting experience for the viewer. You know, I really wanted to write a book where people just make it a habit, sort of like going to church on Sunday, that once a week they go out and they get in a huge fight that makes the rest of their week bearable, sort of like the three-minute hate in George Orwell's 1984.
Uh-huh. Your work deals with violence, but I understand you have experienced some violence in your own family as well.
Well, who hasn't?
I haven't, actually. But I read that your father was killed, murdered some years ago.
Yeah, my father was murdered in 1999, about 3 months before the Fight Club movie premiered.
And what were the circumstances? Was it just a random act of violence or something more complicated?
It was a strange story that if I wrote it as fiction, I could never sell it. But my father had been reading personal ads in a rural Washington State newspaper, and he had seen an ad that was marked Kismet. And it was by a woman, a lawyer, who was looking for a man to date. And what he didn't know was that she was looking for the largest man she could find because she had a violent ex-husband who had threatened to kill her and to kill her children because she was testifying to send him back to prison where she had met and married him while he was a prisoner for similar things. So my father started dating this woman, and subsequently on maybe their third or fourth date as he brought her home, they were confronted by this ex-husband who killed them both.
Good God.
So, you know, Kismet is right. It was kind of fate.
Well, again, given the nature of your work, I mean, to have such a horrible thing actually happen to you, was it hard for you to write gruesome, grisly fiction after that experience?
Not in the slightest, because, again, what I do is not so much invent things and sort of put them on the page. I am... in a way, an almost traveling secular priest, in that people come to me, and because I do tell such incredible stories, they tell me their incredible stories, and so I turn those into fiction, which validates more people telling me their incredible stories, which I turn into fiction. And in a way, what I am is just sort of a Japanese drift net that gets these great stories because I tell these great stories, so I get these great stories. And they are true stories for the most part.
Chuck Palahniuk, the author of Fight Club and Haunted, is my guest today in Studio 360 from PRI, and we'll be back in a moment.